Kevin, how disappointed is it to not come out of this game with a point, considering how well you played?
It's tough. I think, you know, obviously we get bit by the penalty bug there at the end. Tough break for that to happen, but, you know, all in all, it was a good game, and like you said, it's kind of one we feel like we should have a point coming out of it, but, you know, it's a hard team over there to play against, and, you know, they capitalized on the few mistakes we made, and, you know, we just got to keep our heads up because we obviously have some tough opponents coming up here, and I think all in all, we played a pretty good game.
We talk a lot about the process of how the team is coming along, and it's been a bit of a process the first 6 weeks of the season. You see a game like this, you feel good about the direction that the team overall is heading.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've eliminated a lot of the bad habits in our game, and it's just made us a better team. I think we've, you know, committed to getting rid of pucks and putting them in the right areas when the time calls for it, and making plays and using our skill when, you know, when the play is there. So it's just a matter of us sticking with that, and you know, in tough games like this, when we go down by a goal or two, not getting off the page and the plan that works. And like I said, I think we stuck with it tonight despite what happened there in the third, and we were able to, you know, keep it close and have a good chance to tie it up there.
What's it like for defense? You're missing Chernak tonight, you dressed seven, like everybody played with everybody tonight. What's that kind of like? Does that keep you on your toes a little more as a defenseman?
You know, I think Todd Richards has done a great job of handling that and spreading the ice time out so you don't feel like you're getting, you know, lost and you know, maybe sitting for 5-6 minutes at a time. You know, I think it's a matter of just going out there and, you know, I think he knows that some guys, you know, are usually paired with others. He tries to keep those pairs together, but you just have to go out there and play, and it's our system and sticking with it and making sure that we're not trying to do anything out of the ordinary.
We've got a couple of tough games coming up this week, and how quickly do you try and put this behind you and look ahead to Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it'll be behind us in an hour or so. I think, you know, we'll get a day off tomorrow to regroup, but we're looking forward to a big game in Washington against a team that's, you know, obviously playing really well, so we got to make sure we're on our A-game.
How much are these games measuring stick moments for you guys? Games against Blues and then obviously the Capitals on Friday.
Yeah, they're big. Obviously, two teams who've been successful the last few years and are successful again this year and at the top of the standings. So we just we know the type of hockey that they play, and it's, you know, it's a winning brand of hockey, and we got to make sure that we stick with that as well and don't get off page because they feast on that. And you know, it's a good measuring stick, and again, I think our game's tracking well, and we're putting ourselves in position to win games against teams like this.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Thanks.